Yo, 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 what's up? How y'all doing? Thank you for tuning in. This is Golden Girl Talk, and I am your host, Goldie, a.k.a. Queen One, a.k.a. Thing One.
And I am your host, Goldie, a.k.a. Thing One. Wait, no.
You're not Thing One. You're not Thing One. I'm Thing One. I just told them I was Thing One.
She just said that. Oh, my God. I'm Thing Two, a.k.a. Queen Two, and I am your host, and this is Golden Girl Talk. How are you guys doing on this beautiful Sunday?
This beautiful, gorgeous Sunday. Okay, so...
Sniffly before... Sunday. Huh? I said the Sniffly Sunday.
Right, so I was just about to let y'all know, before we go any further, I do sound manly, okay?
Join the club.
Huh?
I said, join the club.
I know, but I am a bit under the weather, but that's not going to stop me from giving y'all this info, dropping these gems on this weekly basis. So y'all just tune in, enjoy the ride, and catch this vibe, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So we made it through another week of June. It may have been hard for some, may have been a breeze for others. To me, I felt like it just went smooth on by. But I hope, again, that we all made sure that we woke up, aspired to inspire, we were positive, even in those toughest times, and that at any given moment, you were dripping your drops of melanin all over the place.
Drippity.
Drop.
Droppity.
Drip.
There we go.
So, also, with this being the last day of men's health or men's awareness month, whatever you want to call it, it's about my men this month. Mm-hmm. So I just want to make sure that my kings, my black men, you guys catch my drift, pick up what I'm putting down. And I have a little note for y'all. So here it goes. Dear black men, no matter what, someone will always be watching you, whether it be other races, family, friends, children, women, or other men. I know the pressure mounts on your shoulders, but kings can carry the burden that others never knew exist. And you exist. Show them your beauty and show them your cool. From me. So yeah, without further ado, let's drop these bars. Let's get into this. Let's give it to them.
I wish I could snap loud enough for people to hear, because I'm like over here feeling vibey. That was Kings, pick up that message. Yeah, that was dynamic. You know, definitely a queen serving you up. But that's definitely the vibes that we need to continue to instill in our kings, even outside of their month. But definitely have to be celebratory towards their month. 365, and same vice versa respect to women too. Definitely. But
I'm sorry, y'all. If y'all hear me coughing or blowing my nose sounding like a trumpet, please don't be alarmed.
I mean, I love it because that's that raw, like, fuck it, you know what I'm saying? So do what you do, girl.
All right, so let's talk about saving money. Like, everybody need money. I know I'm always hollering, I need more money. But do we really know how to save money?
Do we really try to save money?
Right, do we try to save money? I feel like a lot of us, we have these salaries or these incomes that we have. And when we first get it, like, let's say you start a new job and you're like, oh, snap, I'm making $17 an hour and it's all good. I'm able to pay my bills and stuff like that. I never understood as a child. Y'all remember that song by Notorious B.I.G. and Diddy, More Money, More Problems? Mm-hmm. I never understood that. Until I became an adult making real money. And I'm like, damn, it ain't even more money, more problems. For me, it's more money, more bills. It just seemed like these bills come out of nowhere. And then all of a sudden, I feel like I'm only making $8 an hour. So some things, for me, I know that a lot of us, after the summer, after we done did our vacations, after we done been on the beach with our cheeks out and catching them rays and stuff, when fall hit, everybody is in grind mode. And basically, I just want y'all to know that y'all need to be in grind mode year-round. Year-round, we should be in grind mode. So I have some money-saving tips that I wanted to share with y'all. Because I've actually been trying to implement them at least one.
At least one. We're going to be real, like, yeah.
Like, I don't know.
I feel you.
But there's something called a no-spend weekend. And basically, with that, it's like things you could do on the weekend instead of doing stuff that causes you to spend money, like going out, catching day parties, going to amusement parks. That don't have to be every weekend, you know, at least one weekend out the month. It doesn't mean you have to stay in the house to not spend money, because me personally, I'm gonna be straight up 100 with you. I can stay in the house all day and I will still spend my entire check. That is why the internet is the devil.
I'm telling you, online shopping is a beast.
Right. Like, I can spend all my money just by, without leaving the comfort of my own home. You know, I had grocery shopped and didn't even leave the house. I was like, this is horrible. Now, the only thing that keeps me from doing online grocery shopping, especially since I don't do a lot of processed foods and, you know, stuff like that. When it comes to my produce, I don't want them just giving me anything. So I'd rather go to the store and handpick my own produce. So that's the reason why. It was like, okay, it was cool. It was like amazing that I could grocery shop. But I'm like, I'm picky. You know, don't give me no ugly looking ass avocado. You know, give me a good avocado.
I want my shit firm. Don't be bringing me no soft shit. Yeah, I feel
But, yeah, so for the no-spend weekend, you could do shit like go for a walk, play some board games, clean your car out. Ladies, I'm literally going to speak to the ladies, because I know I'm not the only one that has a messy-ass car. I've never seen a man with a messy car. I'm going to be straight up. I've never seen a man with a messy car. However, women, we be having hella shoes, like, spin a night bags and all type of stuff in our cars. So on that no spend weekend, clean your car out or something. You know, if you got kids, make it a family. Huh?
Tell them it's free to throw the shit in the trash. It don't cost nothing to just throw that shit in the trash.
Throw it in the fucking trash, right? shit. You know, go to the library. I like to read, so go to the library, pick up a book. I listen to a podcast like y'all doing right now. Go to the beach. I don't know. Be careful, because some beaches cost money. I don't understand why, because it's supposed to be like open, but you know, some beaches cost money. Learn a new skill, make a to-do list, go ride a bike, have a picnic. I love a picnic. I got a whole basket that I've just been dying to use. Exercise, health is wealth. So y'all make sure y'all being active. Don't just be trying to look cute and spend money all the damn time.
Is that basket wooden?
I'm not gonna say it looks wooden. I got it from Bed Bath and Beyond like 2 years ago.
Oh yeah, and it flip up at the top.
Hell yeah, got the little handle and shit.
Oh, you official as fuck. Hell yeah,
it came with plates. It got the little cups in there. Like, I could be real romantic with my picnic.
That's what
I'm
talking about.
Who wanna go on a picnic with me?
look, sign him up, because that's dope. I be saying that to my husband all the time. I told him we're gonna do a picnic in our backyard.
I got a little blanket for us to sit on and shit.
Yes.
Hey, dad ass, you know what I really want to do?
What?
Because I just got me an SUV this year. So what I want to do is go to like the drive-in, and I want to sit in my trunk, like open the back, and watch the movie with my picnic basket.
Mm-hmm.
And my bottle of wine. I just feel like that's how dope I am. I could be real romantic. I'm going to have to woo myself, because I ain't got nobody to go with.
that's a whole mood.
Right. my God. So, yeah, you know, do stuff that won't cost you any money. You don't have to spend money every weekend. So, you know, even if that means picking up extra hours at work, going to work on your off day or on your Saturday just because it'll keep you from spending money. Do that.
That's the truth.
What else did I have? I got some other money-saving tips for y'all, too. But we'll get into those.
Well, look, this is what I got to say. Look, while you figure it out. So, as far as for savings, I recommend like self, like definitely self. So
do everything self. Yes.
Remember back in the day, exactly. Remember back in the day, they used to bury the treasure. They didn't give it to anybody. They wasn't giving their maps to like 40, 50 people to hold it down and say, here, hold this for me and only let me get a portion at the time. So like, you know, if you no issue with trusted banks, but I'm just saying, you know, people have to really rely on themselves. I hear a lot of people say that, you know, they use the card because the spending is easier for the cash to just flow out the hand. And then, you know, it's more thought put into the swipe, and I can respect it, but just the power, think about the power over self, and mentally what that means is that you can't control your own goddamn self, your own damn treasures. And I need you to do that, because if that bank was to shut down, they're not going to think about returning your treasures to you. Keep that in mind. Your treasures are gone. That's it. Vamoosh. So definitely just that, as well as emergency fund. I mean, just think about that. That's like, especially if you have kids, guys, that's to me the first thing when it comes to savings is you got to think about emergency. Kids getting hurt, you getting hurt, cars going out, everything seems to go on within the Black communities, families, household. It's always something. Every now and then it's something you got to move out, job gets lost, you know, this goes on, relationship goes down, you know, got to move out, drastic moves, you know, just whatever the case may be. Is so at least a $500 minimum is something just to start you off, a little bit of security for comfortability, maybe first 2 days, but you know, try to definitely work on that. Also establish a realistic and short-term savings goal, something like $20 to $40 a week. I would say like $20 a week. People save more successfully, studies say, when short-term goals are in sight versus in a long-term goal. And you can also take advantage into incentive employer matches within retirement plans or any funding accounts. They have HSA, health savings account. We kind of went on that a little bit on our previous insurance wraps. Hopefully you were within that, listened in. Financial spending accounts, so things to that nature. Saving loose change, guys. Save your loose change, guys.
When I tell you I got like $20 worth of change and didn't even know
girl, it. Girl, I be having change, a nice amount of change. I'm to the point where I save change. What?
I know it might be hard for some, because if you're like me, you don't carry cash. So I don't carry a lot of cash ever. However, there are those times where I might get like, you know, $100 out the ATM or something. And, you know, once you break a 20, it's gone. So usually what I would do, I did it with my ones and my fives. So every time I come across a dollar bill or a $5 bill, I put it in like my little piggy bank. I'll call it my piggy bank. Or what it really was a shoebox. Hey, we all know about that shoebox money. So
that brown paper bag money.
Right. So I did that for like maybe 3 months without even knowing it. Because like I said, I don't carry a lot of cash. But there are those times. So probably like after 90 days, I actually went and counted it. And I had almost $200 without even realizing it. I ain't gonna spend it. I put it back in the bank, which I wish I hadn't, because once it was in the bank, I wouldn't spend it.
Look at all of that reverse psychology you playing on your damn self with that situation. Just reverse your whole damn self up.
Leave it in the shoebox.
Leave it in the shoebox. Remember, that's that origin. I told you, bury your treasure. So anyway. Yes,
leave it in the shoebox.
Leave it in that. Thank you for that, baby girl. Thank you. Look, save your loose change. I got mine separated by like quarters to pennies. Like it's that serious, and it's see-through. So I'm watching it, and as it builds up, it's like a goal within myself to just keep seeing it rise. But definitely save your change. And then also with that, studies say that if you save or accumulate, in which we all normally come across at least 50 cents a day, okay? Yeah, yeah. If you put aside 50 cents over the course of a year, that'll be 40% of that $500 emergency fund that we were just talking about. So you'd be halfway there almost. That's almost halfway there with just change. If you just keep up with that change, whether it even be pennies, dimes, nickels, 50 cents, however you want to do it, but it's important. It's valuable. It's short. We'll see it there on the ground. Be too lazy to pick it up. Do you see 2 cents on the ground, 12 cents on the ground, don't want to pick it up.
You know what I hate though, because I have these nails, right? So
I gotta bring her to the corner.
I be wanting to pick it up, but I be struggling because my nails won't allow me.
I make it a competition. I'm to the point, and I found this out, honestly, not like with me going throughout the different shapes over the years, the little nails make it easier for me to pick up change versus the square nails or the almond, only thing, you know.
With them stiletto nails is that, like, I always stab myself. I've stabbed myself in the eye. I've stabbed myself in the nose when I was trying to just simply blow my nose and get a booger out. Like, I don't know if anybody has ever stabbed themselves in the nose with a stiletto nail.
I have. It's sharp. I've done it like one time, but my
tears that
girl, it's real.
After
you feel like a piercing. It feel like you got pierced in the nose, like
right.
the wrong way, upwards.
Right. So, yeah, like definitely. You see some change, pick it up off the ground. Finders keepers, remember that.
Losers weepers. And another thing I was gonna say is unsubscribe from those tempting marketing emails. Okay,
you know, so what? We get emails. I was just about to get into, like, I was literally just about to say that, like,
that's why you're my queen.
For
excuse,
like,
me. Excuse me. Yes. Did you not hear what I said?
I did. You are my queen. She's okay. My queen. To be.
Okay, now you can say what you need to say.
No, but you know, there's a ton of other ways to save money that we probably don't even realize, like on our daily just activities and shit like that. Mm-hmm. There's things you could do simply by buying used when you can. Everything don't have to be brand new, straight out the box or anything like that. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna be straight up with you. Like, Facebook Marketplace, where folks be selling they stuff. Honey, I have gotten so much stuff. And then I'm a DIY queen. So I'll literally buy something from somebody that's already used and then just make it my own. Like, recreate it and everything. Literally, you can come to my house and I have over 10 things that are DIY that would have cost a whole bunch of money. You know those fur rugs that people have?
Love them. I have one. Yes.
Right. So literally, just for a small rug, it can easily be almost $100.
Facts.
I'm going to tell y'all how I spent literally less than $40. I had an old area rug, and I had went and got the material, and the material was on sale, plus I had a coupon. Y'all better learn how to coupon, promo codes, and free shipping, baby.
Talk about it.
I am so serious. So I made my rug. I made some matching pillows to go with my rug for my couch. Like, honey, DIY is everything. Buying used, everything.
DIY, I think DIY is everything because it's custom. It's original. It, you can make it yours. It's like when people talk about vintage and camp, just fashion, it comes from originality, and that's right. What DIY is versus, you know, and no issue with people's fashion lines, because it'd be beautiful to purchase people things, but I really think when you have the talent to really build off of self or to do it yourself, I think it's worth it, because then people be like, damn, where you get that from? Like, from me?
Right, like, from it's me. A one of a kind. Like, I made my own last year when I graduated, right? I made my shoes. I made these African print shoes to go with my little stole that goes over my shoulders.
Uh-huh.
And it was dope. It was real dope. Another thing we can do to save some money without even thinking about it is, like, stick to drinking water. Stop buying all these sodas and stuff.
Water.
And drink water, like, literally. Turn off the lights. I know. Get a little
light romantic. A candle.
Turn off the lights. and light a candle.
Yes.
Let's see. Avoid stress spending. So I understand, especially us women, we have this thing called retail therapy.
Impulse.
Honestly, I feel like insurance should cover it. Unfortunately, they don't. But yeah, avoid stress spending. Now, I ain't gonna lie. Probably like 2 weeks ago, I went to Ross because I felt like I needed some retail therapy. But I'm gonna also be straight up with you too. I didn't spend not one dime. I had a $50 gift card, a Visa gift card that I had been holding on to for like 6 months. And it was like, okay, I'm gonna go in this store and I'm not gonna spend over $50. I had bought me some new sheets for my bed, a new candle because I love candles, and something else. And my total came up to literally $48.97.
You did that.
When I tell you, the lady looked at me crazy because she was like, I was like, nigga, I did not nigga, excuse me. At that time, that's what I said because I was excited. But I was like, I didn't go over budget.
Well, point.
To me, I'm excited. I don't, mm-hmm. If I don't go over budget, I'm excited because I literally did not have to use any money that was in my pocket.
And got everything you wanted.
You know? So, you know, avoid stress spending if you can. If you feel like you have to, make sure it's something that's not going to penetrate your pockets. If you got a gift card, use that gift card. You know, that's how I ended up with my picnic basket. I had a $25 gift card to Bed Bath & Beyond.
I love my family. My family are gift card givers. They're gift carders.
Yes, and I love it.
I love it.
Sometimes for my job, they'll give us gift cards, like either like a $25 gift card for Amazon or a Visa debit card or whatever, right? And I tell them, if it's not to Amazon or a Visa debit card, then I don't want it. Don't give me nothing to Starbucks because I don't go to Starbucks. I'm not. So don't give me nothing. Don't give me nothing to no food place because I don't like eating out.
They can give me gas.
Right, give me gas. Give me a quick trip.
Yeah.
You know, if you want to give me a gift card to Kroger, to the grocery store.
Facts.
Give me something I can really use.
Look, but, also, place savings reminders in the phone as alarms.
Exactly.
Like, do one every 1 to 3 days. You can set them up to be like weekly, bi-weekly, or however you want to do it. But just, hey, remember to save. And that can niche with that $20 to $40 that we were talking about to help you get your expenses. So, yeah, just throwing that in there real quick.
Not only that, but I know a lot of us probably get direct deposit. If you are still getting a paper check and going through that hassle, I need you to grow up. But a lot of us have direct deposit. And the way I have mine set up is like I can save without even thinking about it. So whenever I get paid, my direct deposit automatically, I have a certain amount go straight to my savings and the rest to my checking. So it's saving without me having to do it because some of us are horrible. It's like, okay, I'm going to spend my money and then save whatever is left. But you really need to save before you spend anything. So, I mean, that's a good thing too. If you have a checking and a saving and you're able to split it up like that, if you're not sure how you can do that, check in with the people in your human resource department or whatever. So they can show you how to set that up. Another thing you can do is unsubscribe from those unused subscriptions. Like for the longest, if anybody has known me as long as Goldie has known me, I was literally a shoe dazzle fiend.
Yeah.
Like every week, every month, I had some new shoes coming. And I literally, without me even realizing, I ended up with well over 200 pair of shoes. Mm. Shoes that I don't wear anymore, shoes that aren't even in style anymore. You know, shit like that. So I had to unsubscribe from that because they was taking me down. But it was like, dang, I didn't really feel like I was spending money because it was like, I'm getting these shoes that usually would cost like $50, $60. And I'm getting them for like less than $40 or something like that. So I felt like it was a steal. But that's how they get you.
That's the marketing of it.
Yeah, they make you feel like it's a steal when it's, they really just steal. They really
just still learning. They been $30. They just putting that other price up there to make it look good.
Right. So, prepare meals at home, meal prep. You know, take your lunch to work instead of eating out all the time. Get you some snacks so you don't eat your lunch at 9 a.m.
Exercise outside. You can use a gym. But there's things at home that you buy at the grocery store, like jugs of water, canned goods that you can utilize as weights. I mean, you can definitely invest in you some free weights, and you can take it right outside to nature's full course, what the creator put out here for us to endure and get pumped right. with it. Nothing against gyms. Don't get me wrong, because I love the gym. I love the atmosphere.
I'm going to be straight up honest with you. I had a gym membership for like 2 years, and I'm going to say that I didn't go to the gym no more than like twice a week.
Mm-hmm. And you see, and they getting that money.
And my membership was like $20 a month. And mm-hmm. yeah, I was a Planet Fitness member, but still, you know, it's like that $20, cause it'll be like, dang, it's cold, or I'm tired from work, so I don't want to go, mm-hmm. or whatever the case may be. I always had an excuse on why I didn't want to go to the gym. But now it's like, a lot of us live in apartment complexes or apartment communities that have a gym. Utilize that gym. If your dumpster is not right by your apartment building, take that trash. Don't put it on your car and drive it to the dumpster. Walk your trash to the dumpster. Mm-hmm. You'll really get those steps in. It's not that hard. A lot of us are on social media. So you can definitely find like little clips or tutorials that show you great active, routines that you can do in your home, in the comfort of your own home, and actually break a sweat. It's a lot of stuff you can do. So, you know, when it comes to saving money, don't always find the convenience or the easy way out by just paying for something. Make a budget. You know, if I could, I start a garden. I'm literally trying to figure out how I can start an indoor garden in my house so I don't have to continue buying bell peppers and avocados and stuff, because those are my favorite. Honestly, if anybody wants to buy me any bell peppers or avocados, please do.
Please do. Don't hesitate. And please let her know in a DM. She'll send you her information at Golden Girl Talk. Don't hesitate. Please. Hook a queen, please.
Don't smoke. I mean, I know it's easier said than done, because, I mean, you know.
Anyway.
Yeah. But like those cigarettes. We're going to talk about cigarettes. Don't smoke cigarettes. Those are killing you anyway.
Any hoot. They're killing
those
you
are
any
like
hoot.
$6 a pack, and I know people that literally smoke a whole pack a day.
Shit, in New York, they're like $11 a pack. They're like $11 a pack, like $150 a carton.
See, and that's a lot. That is a whole lot. Like, if you buy a pack every day for 5 days and there's $6, that's like $30, right?
Uh-huh.
I really don't want to get into this math, because then I'm be like, y'all just need to find another habit.
another one.
Do something else with your mouth. Like,
And it's not sucking on these cucumbers. That's what we're not doing.
Yes, please, ladies. Stop it with the cucumber sucking.
Stop it. Listen. And let me tell you something. Sucking on the cucumbers and leaving a sticker on it, which is stinking asses.
That's nasty. That means you didn't even like rinse it off or dip it in water and vinegar.
No preparation.
Clean off the pesticides or nothing.
No preparation. Just nasty farm animals, aren't y'all? Just don't. Let's not do that. How about this? And you can't get your mouth on credit either. How about that?
See?
Did you see that?
I seen that. I seen what you did there. I'm not finna play with you.
Oh, good. That was good. That was good.
All right. So I feel like we've given y'all a lot of stuff on saving some money. So in the next 30 days, let's see how much we can save. If y'all want to talk to us in the DM or ask us any questions in regards to saving money, because I'm gonna be straight up with you. When I was younger, I'm gonna tell y'all this, then we're gonna get off of saving money. But like my mom, right? She used to make too much for me to get free lunch at school,
mm-hmm.
like when I was in junior high. So what she would do is every day she would give me $3. $3 for my lunch. And I guess at that time it was enough. You know, we could get a pizza, soda, some chips, or some shit like that, right? Mm-hmm. This is how serious I was about saving money. And I remembered this because my sister is like 11 years older than me. So when she was like 15 or something like that, she was like 16. I probably was like, you know, 5 or something like that. And she used to go to work every day after school. She worked at McDonald's. So when she came home one day, I had asked her, I was like, sister, why do you go to work? Excuse me. And she was like, straight up, one day mama gonna stop buying you stuff. And when I tell you, I was so scared. So when I got like, you know, I'm in junior high, so I'm like, what, 13, something like that, 12, 13. And my mom giving me these $3 every day, right? Mm-hmm. I'm like, I need to put this up because she gonna stop buying me stuff one day. And I don't know how old I can be to get a job, right?
I'm gonna do it.
So every day I'm saving these $3. That means Monday through Friday, as long as I went to school Monday through Friday, I got $15 a week. 15 times 4 is what, 60. So that's $60 a month, right?
Uh-huh.
I literally was saving that. And then some days she didn't have $3. So she would give me a 5. And I felt like that was a bonus, right?
You was balling.
I was balling. But one day she tried to play me. She had gave me a 5 on Tuesday. And then on Wednesday, she tried to just give me $1 because she thought
I knew it.
Had the $2 left.
I knew it.
I'm still pocketing this because I'm saving it. And I was like, nah, I'm going to need my whole $3 because I didn't know that you was trying to give me money for tomorrow, too. I thought I was doing good. So I spent the whole thing. I'm really saving it, but I'm telling her that I spent the whole thing, so I'm gonna need my $3.
I need all my coins.
I need, run me my coins, lady. But one day, like, I wanted to get my hair done, or I wanted to buy some shoes, and my mom was like, nah, them shoes cost too much. I'm not buying you them shoes, right? I went home, I checked to see how much, you know, I had in my little stash. I had me $100. This was back when Iverson had them shoes. And I loved Allen Iverson. So I had to get a pair of his shoes. And luckily, I wear kid sizes. So I was able to go to, you know, Kid Foot Locker and get them. They was only like $79 plus tax. So I had $100. I had over $100 at this time. So we went back to the mall. And my mom was like, I told you I'm not getting you these shoes. I was like, you ain't got to get them. I got it.
Straight like that.
Straight like that. I got my Iversons and I was good. But moral of the story, save if you can.
Straight like that. Please work
$3 a day.
For your $3 a day for yourself, for your kids. That's what I'm saying. Short-term realistic goals will take you farther than setting some crazy goals that you ain't gonna never accomplish. For real. But
exactly.
Save your life, save your money.
Exactly. So that's it for saving. I guess we're going to go ahead into credit. A lot of us, we need to build credit, get our credit straight. It's a lot of people out there now that are credit repair experts and all of that good stuff. However, one thing I feel like some of the people that are repairing credit or are into credit or whatever the case may be, a lot of things that we don't know as humans that have effed up credit or anything like that, is how once we get our credit straight, how we maintain it to stay good, or what we need to do to make it better as we're working on our credit. A lot of people that are credit card holders don't know or don't understand that they need to keep their spending under 30%, you know. When it comes to credit, you need to do things like making sure that, excuse me, hold on, wait. I got to take a moment to blow. Queen, can you handle this right quick?
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is Hov, H to the O-V. Okay, so listen, now let me take over seriously. All right, so she was saying that 30%. That is accurate. You want to keep your credit utilization at 30% usage as far as the credit limit that you get, the established line of credit. 30 and down, they actually have percentage rules, so I'll bust into just 20. 20% is the total amount of debt, should be less than this percentage of your annual net income. So the total amount of debt that you have at the end of the year should be 20% less than, or it should be less than, 20% of your annual net income. 10%, 10% is the monthly consumer credit payment. Should be less than 10% of your net monthly income. Okay. So what you're paying out for credit payments should be 10% of what you're bringing in for the month. So 30 utilization, 20 your net income to debt ratio for the year. 10% is your monthly income debt ratio for credit. So, yeah. Are you ready, Queen?
Hold on. Not yet.
Okay, well, I'll continue. Let me let you get it together. So also keep in the 30, 10, and 20 in mind, and hit me up if you need me to break that down a little bit more. I just want to keep things flowing. We have credit lines. We have closed-end credit, and we have open-ended credit. Closed-end credit is specified installment payments towards a balance, and open-end credit is revolving credit in a payback essential matter. It is still to a specific balance, but as far as how you can pay it back differs, to yourself, to your liking, but still wanting to keep in mind that 30% rule. The amount differs each month. The credit limit remains the same, like I said, for open credit. So an example... Okay, let me finish.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Damn, she came back strong. Like, all right, hold on. Close and credit is like when you pay for your phones, IEP payments, auto loan, mortgage. So that's specified installment payments that you're paying monthly towards a balance. Open-ended credit is personal credit card loans, store credit cards. You know, we were just talking to you about don't get scammed in the marketing, but I know we got them. I got them anywho. But yeah, the store credit cards where you can pay back, to your minimum, up to whatever you choose, back towards whatever your limitation is, but having the option of doing that. And now I'm going to hand the mic before I return back to Queen One.
All right. So thank you guys for, your patience. I basically was just going to...
I hear nasal clarity now.
I know, right? For paying your bills and credit and stuff, it's like, if you can... Make sure you're paying all your bills on time or early. Pay them in full. If you can't pay it in full, let them know ahead of time before your due date. Set up a payment plan or whatever so it does not affect your credit. Like I said, keep it under 30%. That means if you have like a $1,000 credit limit, try to keep it under $333, something like that. Make sure you pay it off, whatever. I'm not going to do it. But some people, they got it like that where they can set up auto pay. I'm not setting up auto pay. I know some things they have where if you set up auto pay, you get a discount. Like I'm with T-Mobile, and if I set up auto pay with them, they'll take like $5 or $10 off my bill. Will that help? Yes. But do I pay them on time? No, because no. I set up a payment plan. So
$5, $10. They need to be like $30. I may consider.
Right now, if they say they gonna knock off $30, then I will for sure.
I will make sure
give them that auto pay.
Yeah,
if you can make multiple payments within a month, do stuff like that. This is like simple shit that they didn't teach us in high school. I know they ain't teaching in my high school.
No, they're teaching it a lot.
Try to keep your inquiries down. Do not let people pull your credit. If you can't afford it in cash, don't finance it. Who was it that said it? Jay-Z? If you can't buy it twice, then you can't afford it.
Yep.
So literally, when I go in the grocery store, if I can't buy it twice, if I cannot buy two avocados, then I gotta put them back.
Facts.
Because them avocados be expensive.
Mm-hmm.
I know they like, why is she on these avocados?
I just was about to say, them damn avocados, them firm avocados.
Oh my God.
You better
and then,
be behind,
use credit as a tool to get ahead, not as a crutch because you're behind.
Facts.
a lot of us be trying to pay credit cards with credit cards, and that's too much. Use it as a tool to get ahead and not as a crutch. Don't pay your rent with your credit card. That's what you go to work for. So you know, those are my little tips on credit. You know, I'm gonna give it back to you because you was in the middle of saying some other stuff, some more stuff. So go ahead, get the people what they want.
Thanks. All right, Queen Two, back on the mic real quick. So, going back over some terms, credit, simply we know as a loan, it can come in different shapes or forms. Compound interest is interest calculated off principal and previously accrued credit. It can be like carryover from negative equity. Really quick, guys, when getting a car, just if you have to finance a car, make sure that you understand what you're doing. Don't try to trade. I mean, I've done it. I've found out. I've bound it. I've learned. I'm experienced. I'm within now. But don't trade. Unless you're paying down. Negative equity and carrying that over will get you stumped at a period of time. So really learn about that. I'm not going to go there. Maybe another day, but not right now. consumer credit includes, or as examples of school, auto, personal loans, and credit cards. It does not include like mortgage. So that's consumer credit lines. Secured loans are loans that has collateral such as auto loan or mortgage, but some type of collateral and attachment to the loan being given. And an unsecured loan is a loan that does not have any collateral given. We definitely want to always try, if you have to get a loan, you want to be on a point where you can get an unsecured loan. Of course, you don't want to have to give anything up to get anything. That was all my segment. I just wanted to really break down. She started at the 30. I wanted to break down the 20 and a 10, give you some terms and some one-on-ones of the basic forms that you'll hear when you're dealing with credit. Keep your negative equity down, like I stated. And always, make sure that you take advantage of your annual credit reports that you get. You are entitled to one free one annually. Sometimes your bank will give it to you. Credit loans will give it to you. Your credit card statements will give it to you. They got Credit Karma, which is a good site to use as a resource tool. I'm not going to say it's the best to focus and derive, but to give you a ballpark figure, it's okay to definitely just use that because it's a free service. So you'll have a little bit of knowledge of the direction or where you're at, but definitely utilize the free, accurate credit repair that comes from the three bureaus. What is it? Equifax, Equinox, and what is it?
Experian.
Experian. Yep,
Experian. Is that how you say
it? Experian, Equifax, and I said the other
one. Credit Karma.
No, not Credit Karma. Credit Karma.
I don't think Credit Karma that good.
That's why I just said you use them. That is why I use the suggestive terms that I said, where you can use them to see a ballpark figure.
Oh yeah,
That's why I said you want to use. That's why I said you want to use to get your accurate credit loan from the three bureaus: TransUnion, Equifax, and Experian. There we go. And Credit Karma, I just said, is a free tool that you can utilize. You know, just for a little shine.
Okay. Cool. So, it's time for the bulletin corner. I really hope y'all enjoy us as much as we enjoy y'all.
Each other, at least. Like, but definitely, we hope that y'all can vibe because we really love y'all. Let me tell you guys, honestly, hold on, I'm going to let you go into the bulletin corner, but just really quick. Balancing real life, being an entrepreneur, balancing. Damn, you passed your cough over here. Excuse me. Balancing, trying to maintain a job, and then making sure that we're on schedule to deliver this podcast for you guys every Sunday.
For free. Because for some reason, Monday through Saturday been flying by ever since we started doing this podcast.
Flying by. Once Monday comes up, it's like creative juice, sister. Let's, you know, what do? And the spirits fall, right. And then we deliver. But definitely the fact that we do this for y'all, we do this for us. We have a message to deliver. We have some spirits that we need to overpour. And I just definitely wanted y'all to know that this is a lot. It's a lot.
It is a lot. And I feel like we not only deliver, but we enjoy it. And we deliver with passion. We deliver with passion behind everything. Everything for the past 4 weeks that we have given you guys have been from passion, from experience, because we really believe in our goal, our message, and our mission to come across to everybody. Not spread knowledge that was not given to us and everything. And one thing that has really like inspired me even more to make sure that I continue to go hard for this, we do this for free.
Fact.
Like, and I don't know if y'all have ever listened to a gentleman by the name of Eric Thomas. He is a beast. And when I tell you, like, before we started this, and I think me listening to him is why I came to you and was like, hey, you want to do this? And it's because, like, he was like, a lot of the stuff that people do it, but they don't get far because they don't believe. They don't believe in the bigger picture. So it's like, it's people that's probably trying to do or are doing the exact same thing that we're doing, and they're getting paid for it. But they're probably not as effective, or they probably don't have as much passion behind it because they're getting paid for it.
So they just doing it.
You feel me?
Yeah.
They're just doing it because they're being paid for it. But when you can do something for free and have that passion behind it, and all of that, and you have a goal that you believe in, it's like doors open up, your message get delivered, like a lot can happen. So it's like everything that you do, regardless of if it's trying to start a business or you just whatever, you feel me, make sure you do it with passion. It's always somebody watching, always somebody listening. You don't know what doors can open. Make sure you're professional at all times. You can keep it real and still be professional at all times.
That's true.
I really just wanted to share that. And what'd you say?
I said that's your truth. You can be you. You can be fun, and you can be educated.
Right. Definitely.
Hey, I got a line, and this is about to be the title of the episode too. Just thought about this, but hey, I was just gonna say, give us some credit. We out here trying to save the community.
We definitely are. We are. We trying to uplift our community, our Black community, our sisters, our brothers, our kings, our queens, our upcoming prince and princesses. Like, we out here trying to deliver for y'all. And I really hope that we have inspired. I hope y'all catch and feel all of this positivity. I hope you wring out your towel and it's a whole bunch of melanin dripping.
Sparkling, crazy.
Like we really go in on this for y'all. Not just for us, but for y'all. Because like I said, it's a lot of information that's out there that don't nobody bother to help us learn. Or there's a lot of stuff that we didn't learn. It's a lot of shit that we can do to prevail and be better. You feel me? We trying to get it out here, you know, and not just get it financially, but get it right. You know, let's gentrify our own hoods without gentrifying them. You feel me? Buy back the block, you know?
Yep.
And start our business.
Revamp the block.
Right. Revamp, you know, what they call it. Let's get a sign and put under construction.
Yeah.
But yeah, did you have anything else to add on your line?
No, just aside from the fact that thank you to my creator for being here, and I just definitely pray for everybody. And yeah, that's about it. I hope that everybody has a very wonderful evening. And stay tuned. Season two is, we're going to be giving you a different taste because this is season finale of one.
Oh, yeah. We forgot to mention today is the season finale of season one. Yeah. We have successfully given you guys four whole episodes. And Y'all fuck with us.
In a timely fashion at that. So yeah, season two is underway. We're going to be giving creative content.
We're going to have special guests.
Conversation.
We're going to be taking calls or messages or whatever. Again, if y'all have anything that you would like us to discuss or any suggestions, please hit us up in the DM, whether you know us personally and you follow our personal pages, or if you're on the Golden Girl Talk page, hit us up in the DM. Talk to us. We'll talk back. We don't bite. We're all good. So, you know, but yeah, back to this bulletin corner. You feel me? Dun, 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 dun. All right. Really, I ain't really got no bulletins for y'all. I just really like saying bulletin corner.
Yo,
no, but crazy. For real, that was funny. For real, y'all know I'm really big on self-care, right? So since we talked a lot about saving money today, I want to talk about some self-care tips that y'all can do without having to spend a dime. Because everybody be like, oh, I can't afford to go pamper myself, or, you know, it's not in budget. Well, if you stop buying Starbucks every day, it might be in budget. Yeah. No, I'm playing. But look, I'm really serious, but I'm playing. So listen.
Yep.
A few self-care tips that don't cost a dime. All right. Try going to bed early or take a nap. Y'all know me. I live for a nap. We ain't even going to get into that one. Read a book. I talk about reading all the time. It's free. It's not against the law. Reading is fundamental. Get into it. Take a walk. Get outside. Like I said, anybody that follow me, y'all know I be getting these steps in. Matter of fact, hold on. Before I go any further, shout out to me, okay? Because remember on episode one, I told y'all about I be getting my steps in, and I made a personal goal to make sure I was active every day for the month of June. Today is the 30th, and I've been doing pretty well. If you follow me yesterday I had put up on my Instagram story a picture of me on June 10th and a picture of me yesterday, June 29th. So in a 19-day span, y'all literally can see the difference in me being active every day for 30 days. So shout out to me. I just wanted to do that right quick.
Congratulations. You know, for a shout out to
back to these self-cares. Exercise or move your body in a way that feels good. I don't know if y'all know. I mean, I'm not saying go have sex with everybody, but sex also burns calories when you're doing it right. Break the sweat. Clean a space in your home or your car. Like I said, let's clean these cars out, ladies.
Can you hear me?
Huh?
Oh, you can't hear me. I'm like, damn, no. I just said, hey, you just was talking and shit.
No, I'm sorry. I couldn't hear you. I was on a roll.
Oh my God. When you just said that, it really just made me go blank as to why I even did that. Oh my gosh. Damn, go ahead.
All right. Well, clean a space in your home or car. Bake something or cook your favorite meal. So, I mean, I like to learn new recipes, you know, so that helps me. I like being creative in the kitchen. Call a friend or a family member you love. Now, when you call them, make sure you just call them to see how they doing. Don't let them put their problems onto you to where you begin to stress over what they got going on. Let it be a five minute call. Hey, I ain't want nothing. Just call and check on you. Al, talk to you later. Because a lot of people that a lot of people don't understand that when they talk to their family or when they talk to their friends, their family and friends will literally tell you their problems, and they want you to feel exactly how they feel about their problems. Their problems ain't your problems. So don't make other people problems your issue to where you are now stressed out over their shit, okay? You better tell them to talk to God about it and, you know, go share a little self-care tip with them, okay? If they stressed out, tell them to go take a walk. Go clear your mind, you know? If they stressed out about money, take a nap, you know? And, you know, because sometimes you need to do something. You need to sit in solitude so you can clear your mind, and then you can, you're able to refocus. So sometimes instead of indulging into their drama or into their issues that they got, go ahead and offer or suggest a self-care tip. Go take a bath, relax, light a candle, you know, something, so you can clear your mind.
Mm-hmm.
Because I can't help you with your problem.
Nope.
You know, don't call me and tell me that your light's finna get cut off. Damn, is what I'm gonna say.
Damn. I'm going to ask you, have you utilized your resources? That's what I like. The type of person I am, I'm going to run down resources and how you could have gotten assistance before calling me. Let's see, right. Did you check all of those off? And then after that, hopefully I got your mind joggling. And like you said, I'm going to close out with a smooth, like, damn. Well, I definitely wish you the best. Huh? I do. But I just know that I don't really I probably call to express that after my bill is paid, and then I'm closing out with the girl.
Right.
I got mine taken care of. I just had to vent real quick, but I'm good. Next, now we on to the next. I'm next in that damn situation. I don't give you time to next it. We next in that shit together. It's done. It's over. It's resolved. Next.
Right. So, you know, declutter a space. A lot of people don't understand clutter clutters your mind. When your space is cluttered, you're cluttered in the mind. So, you know, declutter, get rid of some old clothes and stuff. Freely give. When you freely give, I don't know about other people, but when I freely give, I feel good because it's somebody that's going to be able to use that or have more of a purposeful use than I have with it.
And didn't expect it either. Just the unexpectancy of them being blessed with that is going to be a lot for them. Like, oh my God, and they're probably really going to like it even more. Like, they gave this to me.
What I like to do is like these things called blessing bags where I'll get like old purses or, you know, old purses from myself, family, friends, whatever. And I would like to do, you know, some little bags for men as well. But so far I've only done blessing bags for women. And it's like, I'll usually put like hygiene products, pads, tampons, soap, toothbrush, paste, a whole bunch of stuff that I can easily get from the dollar store just because it's these women out here and they already dealing with a lot. And yeah, they're struggling trying to find their, you know, get their next meal or whatever. So what I would do is usually either take them to a shelter and give them to the women, or, you know, if I see a homeless woman out on the street or whatever, I'll give her the bag because, you know, trying to basically give that little piece of hope, you know, that mm-hmm. is still somebody that's decent, someone that cares, or whatever the case may be. So that's one thing that I usually like to do, especially when it's time for me to declutter. Also, you know, like I said, I would like to get into doing the bags for men or whatever the case may be. I think this year I might try to do that. But decluttering a space that you've been avoiding, that could be that closet, your car, your sunroom. I'm actually looking at my sunroom as I am saying that because I have this box that I need to get rid of. Check something off your to-do list. We all have these to-do lists that we need to do but never get to them. And, you know, I can't even get it out.
Journally.
Yeah, writing shit down, you know.
Journaling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You could journal or write down your thoughts or, you know, your days. You know, I'm old school, so y'all remember Doug? Doug Funny.
Do, 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 do.
Right.
Do, do, do.
How he used to always write in his journal at the end of the day. It's good. Uh-huh. Write down your thoughts. Write down how you could have, you know, or how you handled a situation or how you could have handled a situation. You know, my favorite, and this is the last one, is take a bath with your favorite products. When I tell you any chance I get, I will literally fill my tub up with my favorite bubble bath, along with my pink Himalayan Epsom salt, with a little bit of apple cider vinegar, light my candle, turn on my music, you know, light some sage, all that, and I turn off the light in the bathroom, and I will literally soak in that tub until my water get cold.
I'll put mine down and refill it up, to be honest with you. I love
Right. So it's like, I love a bubble bath because I feel so rejuvenated. I feel so lightweight when I get out. All of that good stuff. Quick question. Speaking of baths, now, when you take a bath, right, do you shower and then take a bath, or do you bathe and then shower?
I bathe and then I shower and then I bathe again.
Right. I thought it was just me, because some people, they'll bathe and then just shower, but I have my reasons.
I mean, I really like to bathe, and then I want to be clean, and then it's totally soaking and embracing the clean afterwards. So, I mean, but I love to bathe, but yeah, you don't want to just really solely just don't keep just that one bath running.
Don't just sit in the tub. You gotta wash the dirt off. But that is all for my bulletin corner and giving you guys some self-care tips that don't cost a dime. Remember, we are saving money so we can get our credit straight. We are paying our bills. And I just want to tell y'all, I love y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in. I am your girl, Goldie, a.k.a. Queen One, a.k.a. Thing One. Okay. And this is Golden Girl Talk. Where'd you go?
Shit. And I am Goldie. Queen two, and this is Golden Girl Talk. Have a wonderful and blessed Sunday.
Ow.
Ow.
Yo ass.
I'm like, my screen went black. I was doing this whole good job of clicking until this last segment. Right here, we only had 5 minutes. My shit went out. I'm like, I said it right on cue. I'm like, oh shit, she can't hear me.
I'm like, where'd you go? Okay, well, this is all right.
Just wrap this shit up then. Yeah, I should be able to just cut mine's in there probably.
Okay, cool. So we are done. That's a wrap. Cool, babe.
All right, love. I have to edit it so I could try to be done ASAP. I'm about to get to that right now.
All right, cool, beans. I'll talk to you later.
All right.
Bye.